Okay, thank you. So as I said, we have looked at Psalm 18, yes? Yes, from 13 to 17. We've looked at Matthew 12, yes, from 29, yes? And now we're looking at Luke 24, 49. What did he say? And Jesus said, yeah, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But what? Tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until what? You be endowed with power. Now, before you can overcome the strong man, before you can enter the strong man and say, enough is enough, yes, you have to wait on power. Yes? So write that down. Wait on power. So if I want to title it at all, the first prayer point we're going to pray, you know, after this is that, you know, the strong, we're going to deal with the strong man. We're going to command the strong man to die. And then, now we must learn how to wait on power. Look at that. He said, yes, behold, I will send the promise of my Father, yeah, upon you. But tarry, wait, yes, upon what? Wait in the city of Jerusalem until what? You'll be endowed with power. What is Acts 1 8 said? Someone can read Acts 1 8. Acts 1 8. Acts 1 8. Kalabosha Talaba. Thank you, Father. Acts 1 8. What was the promise?
But you shall receive power.
You shall receive power. Yes?
When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem.
Thank you. Okay, thank you. Look at that. He said, look, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and you shall receive power. Meaning that before you can fight the strong man, you need the Spirit. Yes? You need the Spirit of God. Not only that, then you need. Are you getting this? So we need the Spirit, and then we need what? The
power.
Spirit, power. Spirit,
and power.
That should be your pursuit and our pursuit. You want to get anything? Get the Spirit, get the power. Get the Spirit, get the power. Get the Spirit, get the power. Because you know what? The strong man doesn't come to your face like that. He comes in the Spirit. Yes, and your flesh cannot fight spirit. Are you getting it? Your flesh cannot fight spirit. Why haven't you fought in the dream? Yes, when you were coming. It's because you cannot fight the flesh with the spirit. It's only your hand that just goes through. But what you need to do is to develop your spirit. Did you get that? So when you are angry enough, alabosha. Yet when you are angry enough, your spirit will be angry. Are you getting this? When you are saying, no, it's not me, it's not my leg. No, it's not my heart. No, it's not my, yes, my marriage. No, it's not my children. It's when your spirit is angry. When your spirit is angry, yes, you say, not my children. Your spirit was angry. Yet they were released. When your spirit is angry, it was also sad. When everything that you are taking it from the strong man. Because it's an example. You fought it and you took it from the strong man. Yes? So when you take it from that, you must not relax. You must still go on fighting. What is next? You must try to encourage yourself and give yourself a picture of a battle that must not make you lazy and restless. Yes? Yes? Hallelujah. I mean, some people, they were married, you don't see them in church today. They get very good, you know, that is it. They think that is the end of life. No, there's another part you must start from again. Next. Okay, you are giving me this. The spirit and power, keep this one. Keep it safe. Block it. Are you getting it?
Yes?
Yeah? Because I know there are a lot of strong enemies who hate me. I hate what I did. They can say thank you, congratulations, but you must stand back in spirit and power. Because I'm tired of, even my father is tired of him giving stuff and the strong man is taking it back. He is tired of giving stuff. Children will come, daddy, here, give me. He gives. Strong man, okay, he's giving. Let's do it. You see now? So he wants them to last. I'm going to stop giving. Let them get it. Let them tarry first. Tarry first. Tarry, because why? Everything that is given must be kept safe by the Spirit. But you have to work it out as well. You must not be lazy. Yes, so there are purposes in keeping the strong man from coming. Because the strong man is devilish. The strong man is an evil pattern. Are you getting this? Because evil pattern is what had happened with mommy, daddy, friends, relatives. Yes, so you have to say no. Spirit, power of God. I have to address it for you, the stronghold, the strong man. But you must be ready. Yes, you must be ready. You must make that decision like Daniel did in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8. He said, Daniel proposed in his heart not to defile himself with the king's delicacy. Part of getting the spirit and power is denying yourself from delicacies. Yeah? He said, no, I'm not eating breakfast. I want spirit. I want my spirit to be lifted. I want my spirit, you know, to have power. How can you at this season still be eating? The season where Muslims are fasting. When they pass by, who should fall down? You or them? No, it's true. 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock. They are running home. They must get home by 9. They have to get home by 9. They want to break. Yeah? But other because they are going without food, there must be a power that will come on them. Either the good or the bad. There must be a spirit that they are changing. Isn't it? That they are invoking. And you are living beside them. Is it? So if you are not careful, they can pass through the wall and go through. You know, so we as Christians, as the one who has divine power of God, must not lack, yes, his spirit. Our own father. Don't forget, we all came from the both father, Abraham. David is Ishmael and of course Jacob is Isaac. Yeah? But the children of Isaac must not become complacent and tired. Yeah? So to teach your spirit must be awakened so that in the realm of the spirit you see yourself in on fire. You see yourself beating the strong enemies. Yeah? You see yourself rebuking them. Why? It's because what you have sown in the physical. What you have sown is seeking the Lord. Isaiah 40. Let's look at it. They that what? Yes, let's look at that. Yeah? So waiting is not meaning to be complacent and be at ease. Meaning that every opportunity you get, seek the Lord. Every opportunity you get, be in his presence, talk with him. 40:29. Okay. So let's go there. Thank you, Father. So you must be hungry for the Spirit. You must be hungry for the Spirit. Be hungry for the Spirit. Yeah, be hungry for the Spirit. Be hungry for the Spirit. His voice. Be hungry. We have to be hungry for his voice. Yeah? We have to be hungry. Lord, lead me. Lead me. I thought you said, Holy Spirit, can I lead you? You want me to lead you? He's a gentle spirit. Yeah, if you want to do your own thing, hey, no problem. As a child, you want to do your own thing, no problem. Ecclesiastic said it, you know, children or youth, if you want, you let your heart cheer you up, let your heart do what you want to work, it's all vanity. Let the Spirit lead you. Lord, I want, you know, Lord, lead me. I mean, I was telling my wife this morning, I need, you know, faith in God, to come and contact me yesterday, oh, they have £50, cheapest airtime, Sunday, 6:30, we want it to be the same for, you know, but I'm still praying. Lord, you know, even my desire for Lord, do you want me? You know, £50 is the cheapest, Lord. We'll be on there for at least 6 months or whatever. But every morning, people will wake up at least, they can get us, you know. But I'm still waiting. Because it's not like I still want to be led by him. It's good to still be led, to hear him. We have to talk to the realm of hearing him. You know? Of hearing him. Not just saying, hey, yeah, it's my desire. Hey, I want to go there. No. You know? So read it for us very quickly. Yes, Isaiah 40.
It gives power to the weak.
Yes.
And to those who are born by
what a privilege. Because we are weak. Yes, so we can give us power. And I love it. Matthew 10. You can write that as a reference. Matthew 10 1.
He gives power.
So you see now that God gives power. Yes? He gives power to the
weak. For
when you are weak, it's when people ask for power more. When you are weak, it's like, I am weak, give me power. And that's what Apostle Paul now uses in 1 Corinthians 13. He said, in my weakness, infirmity,
the power of Christ
is stronger. Yes, money, go on.
And to those who have no mind.
He said, to those who don't have mind, it increases strength. Yes?
Even you.
Look at that. The youth shall fail in this kind of generation we have. What you watch, what you hear, what your friends do, what is on mobile, what is on Facebook, what is on Twitter, what is on Instagram, what is on Messenger, every day they're copying it. He said the youth will fall. What will not make a youth fall is spirit and power. Someone that said no, even I see that, no, not my mind. Because what is the battle? The battle is the mind. Every film they show, every advert, they have to kiss. Every advert, everything they have to wear, they have to show different parts.
Yes.
Man kissing man, woman kissing woman. You see? So all these things in the minds of children, in the minds of adults. You see? So it can only be God that can sustain the mind. So if it hasn't passed through your mind, it's a lie. Yeah, because you've seen it, it has entered. So the mind is the battlefield. Are you getting this? So he said that. Yes.
And the young men shall utterly fall.
Mm-hmm.
And those who wait for the Lord,
you see, shall renew their strength. Look at that. He said, unless you wait, learn to wait on God. Waiting is not doing anything. Waiting is seeking Him. Waiting is praying on. Waiting is fasting on. Waiting is praising on. You know, gathering on, you know, doing the will of God on. Yes? And as you do that, He will be speaking with you. He'll be talking with you.
Yes.
He'll be talking with you, isn't it? Yeah, He'll be talking with you. He'll be talking to you. He'll be talking with you. I mean, is it not this that last night? Talking to us about what men of God isn't do when they go to the top. Yeah? Get it to the top. And it was evident that what happened is true. Yeah? It's true. Not changing their wives when they get to the top. You guys can look at that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that means changing me as well. Isn't it? You see, so that has to be in my spirit. Yeah? Take, don't abandon your wives because many of men of God. Abandon the ones that came to them from the bottom. And if you look at most of it, it happens. And that was what God said, it's not happening with that. And I people seek fame. And I thought I'm talking to you about how you must not seek fame of the gospel. It's yeah, not seek fame. That I must know the gospel. I want to be that hey, that one has 1,000 branch. Hey, I must have 1,010 branch. So he said, we must not lose the focus of what He has called us to do. You see? He said, I think it was here, this was the last week, I know, here, last week as well. He said, you might do that and say, oh, you know, God's heart is not growing. He said, it's growing. He said, because you are doing what I want. Yes? Not, you are doing what I want. He says, it's not what you are doing. You might look at that person, oh, you know, he's you know, they're growing big. Yeah? Then we're talking about a church. You know, the church of that we're talking that we wanted to invite somebody to minister in the wedding. But an empty vessel. Where it's dry. So that's why you have to keep yourself filled. Isn't it? By the word. Daily. By praying. Daily. So you have to keep yourself. It's a filling process. It's a fill every day. Every day, there must be a daily bread. Yeah, as you know that you eat, So you must, your spirit man must eat. You have to be careful what you watch. Very, very important. You watch anything sexual like that, be careful. Because your mind, it can enter it. You'll be feeling like that. You'll be feeling somehow. So you have to be careful what you watch. You have to, because there are spirits that is being attracted by anything and everything. Yes, anywhere you go. So that is why your spirit man is the one that will divide it from them coming. So we're going to pray. Yeah? So power belongs to God, Psalm 62. Power belongs to God. So he asks them, look, I give you power over unclean spirits to cast them out. Yes? So I'm going to stop there. Because that is it. So we've looked at, yes, Psalm 18, strong man. Yes, strong enemies, haters of your life. And we now look that there are strong men. Yeah, who say no, we're going to hold on to yourself. Who say no, it is ours. We want to live with them. But what do you need to get them out? Yes, he said you have to bind them, bind the strong man. So that for you to bind them, you need the spirit and power of God to bind them, to go into and take what belongs to you. So we're going to rise, you know, and tell our Father, Lord, the strong man of my life, yet my strong enemies that are stronger than me, that are taking what belongs to me. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs yet. Oh God, to whom vengeance belongs, show thyself. Amen. Show thyself. So what do you want to take back this morning? What do you want God to give you back this morning? Whatever you know that is a battle in your life, that the strong man is holding. So what you should picture right now is that you want to take back some things that the enemy has in their houses. Lord, I want to take it back. Are you ready to pray? Let everybody pray very well. Are you ready? Say, my Father, my Father. Oh, loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father. As I pray now. As I pray now, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, recover, recover all that the strong man in my life has stolen from me. Take it back now. I take it back now. I take it back now. Let's begin to pray. Whatever the strong man has taken from my life, from my destiny, from my wife, from my children, from this ministry, from your people, we take it back, we take it back, we take it back, I take it back. Palika Tula, Palika Revolution, walk about, walk about, walk about, walk about, don't stop, don't stop, walk about, Palika Tula, Shalama, walk about. Look my life that the enemy has taken. I take it back. I take back my calling, my destiny from the strong man. Come on, fight it, fight, fight, fight. Lift back up to the motion. Lord, take back the Lord. All that the enemy has stolen in my life, in my destiny, that is in the warehouse of my enemies, of my haters. My control, Shadalaba. Take it back, oh God. Take it back, oh God. Take it back, oh God. Palika to la 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 mosha. Palika to la la mosha. Illega dega 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 dega. I take back all that the enemy, all that the strong man has taken from my life. I take it back. 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 Give it to me back. Makatola basha la mosha. Makatela basha la mosha. Take back, oh God. I take back your God. Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you.
You know, strong man, they are not easy to convince. It may be knocking. Maybe your prayer is just knocking. Your prayer may just be knocking the door for now. You know, and you know, they know how to give laziness. They know how to give, you know, tiredness to those who want to come and recover it. So that's why you have to shake off their arrows. Yeah, and pray like truly
you know, humility. Amen. We're going to tell God that every ancestral stronghold, yeah, every ancestral what? Stronghold. Yeah, ancestral stronghold. Meaning that this one they are dangerous. This one is from, yeah, far, 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 far time. They only pass it on and pass it on. We're going to tell God, Lord, every ancestral stronghold in any department of my life, yes, I command them out. Yes, I command them what? Out. If it's divorce, I command you out. If it's infirmity, I command you out. Yeah? If it's non-settlement, yes, if your mother or great mother didn't settle, for you to settle, man, it will take God. If you can deal with the stronghold, it will only take God. Isn't it? It only takes God. For you to have a house, if your forefathers don't have it, great grandmother don't have it, and you want to have it, man, if you have not gone for 40 days, yeah, if you have not gone for 21 days, yeah, that person can die like that. They don't die past the wall and go. Not achieving it. Yes? Not achieving it. So it's really, it cannot be emphasized. I mean, my wife went out yesterday, isn't it? Met somebody, isn't it? The mother was what? Is it the parents? Divorced. Yeah? He was a Christian. I mean, you know how she told her, oh, she just left the husband. Ah, she said, ah. That's ancestral. That's an ancestral pattern. Yeah? I mean, there's nothing really. But when the ancestral stronghold, huh? A Christian. Yeah.
Very lovely person. You know, no reason why she should.
You see? That's it. I mean, nothing. You don't have to give strong man any reason. Any reason why it should come to you or why me? You know, it's just it's a lineage thing. It's like a covenant type of thing. Yeah. So unless you are ready to say no, but your no must be heard with fierceness, with fear, and it comes with your appearance of warfare. Yeah. It's not in the name of Jesus.
Go.
It's strong, go. No. You have to change face. You have to change position. You have to change mood. Yeah? So that when they see you from afar, they will say, where is this coming from? They will notice your prayer. Don't let Englandize you or your prayer life. Don't start posing when it comes to prayer. You that are supposed to pray much more because of your school, because of your college, because of your reading, you are posing. Because of time, you have not achieved much. You are still posing. You are still Facebook. You are still making your money. It's not time yet. It's true. It's not time yet. Because you make faith when at least God has lifted you. It's true. I mean, they will go in there, going to party, going, oh, this is all those nice guys getting.
Doing 90.
Do it. Yes. I don't know how they could survive in that high heel like that. How can somebody walk with your toe? They need to put the heels down first.
Yes.
Isn't it? Heels down first.
Yes.
And come on your knees. You know, do like mad in the closet.
Yes.
Because it said in Psalm 1, Matthew 6:6. Isn't it? When you seek him in the closet, he will what? Thank you. For in the closet. So when you are seeing public honor, it is what somebody has done in the closet.
Yes.
Isn't it? So yeah, so that's why you must, you know, when you are praising God, praise him, you know, do high, praise him well. Don't, you know, do everything like you're mad. When you are mad for God, God will make you honorable before all men.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's why, you know, I mean, when we're training to pray, you know, we talk business, you know, because you know it's your life, it's your future. So what you're doing now, before God takes us, catapult us. Isn't it? Catapult us to the world. He catapults us everywhere. They say, hey, where's Pastor Victor? Where's Pastor Victor? Hey, I'm in this, I'm in that, we're there. Before that, you must learn, because wait till we did it. We were students before, and we're still students, but promoted students. Yeah.
It's true. Who knew? I mean, who, you know, John the Baptist was really man of God. Who knew that John the Baptist would be in prison? Who knew that John the Baptist would be in prison? Nobody, because he was what? Baptized, that people were lining up. He was the man of the hour, the greatest prophet, but yet he was in prison. Who say a prophet cannot be in prison? Isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? But Jesus came. Jesus came. Jesus, he was doing in prison. I am here. Jesus, you don't come and bail him out. But Jesus knew where he kept him in prison. It was him and God his calling. Because his calling was coming to an end. Jesus has arrived for the kingdom of God. My goodness. For him to introduce the kingdom of God. Because he had been there. John the Baptist had not been there. Did you get it? He knew where he's come from. He has to tell them about his father that has sent him. Yeah. So if God has really sent somebody, don't worry. He should want to just listen to him and not do one's own thing. Are you getting it? So we want to tell God the ancestral stronghold that I vowed that I should not make it. That I vowed, yes, that I should die in sickness. That I have vowed, yes, oh God, let that covenant break this morning. Yeah, every covenant, my forefathers, my mother, my sisters, my friend, my relatives have made with ancestral strongholds. Lord, on my head and the head of my household, oh God, break to this morning. Are you ready to say, my father, as I pray now, every ancestral stronghold from my father's side, from my mother's side, for my granddad's side, for my grandma's side, operating in my life. As I pray now, break that covenant. I pray that evil covenant, every ancestral covenant that I have made, my mom has made, my children has made,
I need your power. Your powerful. Give me your power, Lord. Over seen and unseen. Over known and unknown. Over now and in the future. Empower your people. I need your power. Empower me beyond human comprehension. Empower my home. Empower my marriage. Empower the children. Power, enter my life. Enter my destiny. Power, fight for me. The power to fight for you. Power, fight for me. Just for me. Over sickness, power over infirmity. We can't battle. I need the power of God. I need your power over. We can't battle. Power over strong man. Power over ancestral pattern. Power. Where are you? Power. Look at me. Look at me. Power. I need your power. Empower me. We can't battle. I need your power, Lord. I will never be tired of your power. Empower me, O God. I need your power. Empower my life. Empower my destiny. Empower me over the strong man. Empower me over my haters. Empower me, Lord. Power of God over the unclean powers. Power over sin. Power over the unseen. Power over this flesh. Empower me over my flesh. Empower me over the forces of darkness. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you, Father. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Let us lift up our hands. Holy Spirit, we thank you. Jesus, your children have cried out. Father, we are desperate. Daddy, we are desperate. Don't let our enemies mock us, Lord. Don't let them say, look at the God they serve. Don't let them ask us, where is thy God? Don't let them question us. But Father, rather give them an answer. Give them an answer, Lord. Give our strong man an answer. Angels, enter the strong man's house now. Get ready. Power of God is here. Angels.